Welcome to the second video of your free 4-part detox video training series. Once again, I've made the audio file available to you if you'd rather just listen to it on the go. Just click on the link below to download the MP3 file. Okay, so by the end of this video, you're going to know the 7 rookie detox mistakes that I see all the time. Stay tuned. Nathan Bremeyer with CrossFit Redux. I'm back with you for your second video in this 4-part detox training series. If you haven't had a chance yet to watch or listen to the first video, I do recommend going back and watching or listening to that first. So in this second video, I want to show you 7 rookie detox mistakes. These are mistakes that people continue to make over and over again when going through detox programs. It drives me batty because they're basically shooting themselves in the foot and wasting their time and money on whatever detox program they're going through. So by the end of this lesson, you'll know what mistakes to avoid when going through a detox program. After I left my corporate job in the biotech industry, I became a wellness coach for a hospital in Oakland. Well, I guess that's still a corporate job, but whatever. When I was a wellness coach, my clients would tell me about various programs they're trying. Real quick, funny story. That's actually how I met my wife. She was a client of mine, believe it or not. But the funny thing is that we had our sessions over the phone. So for 1.5 years, we were having sessions over the phone, and I had no idea what she looked like. We used to joke that I knew her cholesterol levels before I knew the color of her eyes. So eventually we became friends over the phone and decided to have a session in person for once. So there you have it. Our first date was a wellness coaching session. And they say romance is dead. Sorry. I like to go off on tangents, which you've probably already noticed. So anyway, as I was saying, when I was a wellness coach, my clients would tell me about different programs they were trying. And what would frustrate me the most is that these programs would not emphasize the fundamentals. You know, things that you should be learning as a rookie. In baseball, you can't hit a home run without first learning how to swing a bat. And that's what these people were trying to do. Get massive results without emphasizing or even learning the basics. Rookie mistakes. So with that, let's get to it. The first rookie mistake that I see is not recognizing the need for a detox in the first place. Many people are under the impression that our bodies were designed to eliminate most toxins that enter our system. Well, that's not really true. You see, when we exercise, when we move, when we eat and metabolize food, all of those processes produce metabolic waste. And your body needs to eliminate that waste. That's what the detox system is for. It's set up to eliminate metabolic waste, not environmental waste. Here's the difference. Metabolic waste is, for the most part, water soluble, meaning that it dissolves easily in water. That's why all of our excretory processes are water-based. Urine, feces, sweat, and to some extent, respiration. It's all water-based. However, most environmental toxins are not soluble in water. They don't dissolve easily in water. They are fat soluble. It's just like water and oil don't mix. Our water-based excretory processes have a very difficult time eliminating environmental toxins. So the body does one of two things. It will either store the toxins in your fat cells, remember they're soluble in fat, or it will try to attach a molecule to the toxin that makes it more water-soluble and easier to get rid of. Oftentimes, the molecule that it tries to attach to the toxin is glucuronic acid. Now, you don't have to know that name, but just know that that is why kombucha is so good for you, because it has a high amount of glucuronic acid, so it can help you detoxify along with supplying probiotics. For those of you that haven't heard of kombucha, it's just a fermented tea beverage. And I've actually got my continuous brew kombucha going on right behind me. You can see it right there in that jar. Looks kind of gross, I know, but it's really healthy for you. Okay, so here's the kicker. Most people are so depleted of nutrients that they just can't supply the necessary molecules to the fat-soluble toxins in order to eliminate them. So most toxins are stored in your fat cells. And this is why many people have such a hard time losing weight. Because they're toxic. Your body knows that if you lose fat, it's going to release a ton of toxins into your system. And your body does not want to do that because it knows you don't have the necessary nutrients to detoxify those toxins. And guess what? I recently saw a report that estimated we are exposed to over 100,000 toxins each day. So not recognizing the need to detox is a big rookie mistake. The second mistake is actually ignoring the signs and symptoms that you need to detoxify. When we get sick, we get symptoms. You know, if I get the flu, I might get a runny nose or a fever or a scratchy throat. These symptoms are merely signs that there is a deeper seated issue. For example, if I was to reduce my fever with medication, the underlying issue, the flu, is still there. I still have to fight off that flu virus. So getting rid of the fever may help me feel better, but it doesn't do anything in the long run. And this is the problem with people that are toxic. They have all of these symptoms that they're chasing after, but not recognizing the underlying issue of detoxification. Now, some of these symptoms I'm going to mention aren't all because you're toxic. Again, we have to look at the body as a whole and not take a this for that approach, meaning that a toxin may only be one part of the issue. But if a detox program can help to relieve the stress load on your body, it's worth doing. One sign that you may be toxic is fatigue or loss of energy. If you're exhausted throughout the day, your body may be spending so much energy trying to detoxify that it just has no energy left for all of the things you want to do. This is one thing I see quite often. As people get older, they get more and more fatigued throughout the day. And that can be because as you get older, you accumulate more toxins. Remember how many I said that we're exposed to each and every day? Over 100,000 toxins. It's hard for your body to get rid of that many every day. So it does build up in your system. But another sign could be brain fog, just not being able to think clearly. If this is the case, your body is most likely not able to function optimally at the cellular level. Again, with toxins in the way, the cells can't function at 100%. Brain fog could also be due to a lack of quality sleep. Even if you're able to sleep through the night, it may be low quality sleep. And the reason for that is cortisol. In the first video, I mentioned that melatonin is secreted at night. Melatonin tells your body that it's time to go to sleep. Cortisol, it's the opposite. It tells your body that it's time to wake up. So at night, your cortisol secretion should be at a minimum. But I'm sure you've heard that cortisol is the stress hormone. It's secreted whenever you're under stress. But keep in mind that stress is not just mental, emotional stress. It could be physical stress in the case of like a chronic injury, or it could be chemical stress in the case of toxins. So if your body is toxic, it's under stress, and you will be releasing cortisol. This is a big reason why so many people wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning. It's not because you have to go to the bathroom. It's because your cortisol is elevated for one reason or another. It could be that your body is trying to get rid of toxins. Yet another sign is bloating or feeling heavier than you are, or even bags or dark circles under the eyes. That's a good indication that you're toxic. When your body is stressed from toxins, that causes inflammation. And with inflammation, you're going to retain water and become bloated and puffy. And thankfully, these symptoms often go away quickly if you go through a good detox program. We talked about it a little earlier, but if you're having trouble losing weight, it could be a good indication that you're toxic. As I mentioned, the body stores toxins in fat cells because it's relatively safe there. Toxins can't wreak havoc on your body if they're stored in the fat cells. But this is why you need a high-quality detox program instead of just a cleanse. A cleanse will help you to release toxins and maybe lose some weight, but they don't help in the elimination of toxins. You'll need all of those nutrients that I was talking about earlier to eliminate the toxins. Okay, another sign that you shouldn't ignore is if you have any kind of carb cravings or any kind of sugar cravings. And this reason is twofold. First, carbohydrates, or sugar, are a very quick source of energy. When your body detoxifies, it needs a lot of energy. It's hard work to get rid of those toxins. Remember in the previous video when I talked about taking energy away from detoxification? Well, your body has so much going on that when it needs to detoxify something, it needs to do it now, or it's going to store it in your fat cells. So it's going to try and find a quick source of energy to eliminate those toxins. And carbs certainly are a quick source of energy. The second reason toxicity leads to carb and sugar cravings is because, once again, your body does not want to burn through fat cells. If it starts burning fat for energy, it's going to release more toxins. In the first video, I mentioned that you want to retrain your body how to burn fat for energy. But if you're toxic, the body is going to resist this training, so to speak. It's going to continue to burn carbs for energy, so it doesn't have to release any toxins by burning fat. Does that make sense? Okay. Another sure sign that you must detoxify are any kind of skin issues, like eczema, psoriasis, or any number of rashes, even acne. These skin issues are caused because the body is trying to push out whatever toxin there is through your skin. Remember that it's very difficult to eliminate environmental toxins because they're mostly fat soluble. The body has a difficult time eliminating them through our water-based excretory processes, urine, feces, sweat, and to some extent, respiration. So it just tries to push the toxins out through your skin. And we take our skin for granted. It is a very powerful detoxifying organ, so we need to do our best to keep it clean. Plus, it readily absorbs both fat and water-based molecules. Remember my story of being in a chemistry lab? Well, a bunch of the stuff I spilled on my skin quickly absorbed, so we definitely need to be careful when handling toxic liquids like turpentine or many standard household cleaners, and even cosmetics. Another reason to go through a detox program is if you've made some unhealthy choices recently. I probably don't have to clarify this one too much. Usually around vacations, the holidays, or other annual events, we don't take care of ourselves the way we should or the way we usually do throughout the year. So after those events, it's always a good time to run through a detox program. And finally, our last sign that you need to detoxify is, well, if you've never detoxified before. A lifetime of building up toxins is a long time. We're just exposed to so many toxins nowadays that the liver and the rest of the body just can't keep up. A couple of times a year, which is how often I go through a detox program, is a really good idea. If you have any of the symptoms that I just mentioned, you may want to do it more often than that. Okay, the first two rookie mistakes happen before starting a detox program. But once you get started, there are still five mistakes that I see very often. The third rookie mistake is quitting too early. Now, quitting too early can happen for two opposite reasons. The first of which is that you feel lousy a day or two into the detox. This does sometimes happen and is affectionately known as the detox flu. You see, if you're doing a detox program, before eliminating toxins, your body has to release them from the fat cells into the bloodstream. These toxins could very well make you feel lousy, like you've got a cold or allergies. Some people see this as the detox not working for them and they quit. But it's actually the opposite. It is working. You're releasing the toxins and now you just need to eliminate them. And that's where a good detox program comes in. It will provide the necessary nutrients to help eliminate the toxins. Sometimes though, the detox flu is so bad that you do need to back off a little bit. But I definitely wouldn't recommend quitting. The second reason for quitting is that you're feeling better. If you start to feel a lot better after only a few days, someone may assume that it worked and then get back to their normal routine. But think of a detox program like taking antibiotics. We're always told to take your entire prescription. And that's because you may feel better after a few days, but you want to be sure to get rid of all the bacteria. So you continue taking it for the prescribed amount of time. The same can be said for a detox program. You want to keep doing it for the entire time to be sure you can get rid of as many toxins as you can. Now, I believe that any detox program should be at least 2 weeks to allow your body to make the necessary adjustments and then enough time to eliminate the toxins. All right, moving on to the fourth rookie mistake, not drinking enough water. Being so focused on the detox part that you forget about the absolute fundamentals. Whenever I work with people, it is a recurring theme that they don't drink enough water. I ask them if they're drinking enough water and they just tell me, yeah, I need to work on that. Yes, you do. It's important, especially during a detox program. Your body cannot flush out the toxic waste without being properly hydrated. And that doesn't mean just drinking a lot of water during the detox program. That means drinking plenty of water every single day. Just with exercise, being properly hydrated is all about consistency. You need to drink plenty of water so you're hydrated when you start your detox program. This will help you to lessen the symptoms of the detox flu. Because when you start releasing toxins, you're already hydrated enough to start flushing them out. And when you drink water, you need to make sure it is as pure as possible. Our water supply is so riddled with toxins, it's ridiculous. First of all, there's the chlorine. Chlorine is great because it does kill off deadly pathogens, but then we need to filter out that chlorine before drinking. And then there's the fluorine. We've been led to believe that fluorine is in our water to prevent cavities. Well, first of all, that's just dumb, because only topical fluoride treatment can help to prevent cavities. Second, it's not like they're putting the fluoride in the water that dentists use. The fluoride comes from a chemical waste. No joke. The fluoride that is in your drinking water is literally a chemical waste that they didn't know what to do with. There are two different fluoride chemicals in there that are byproducts of fertilizer production. And instead of releasing them into the air, which would be just as bad, they wash it down with water, and that's what's added to your drinking water. Nice thought, huh? But it doesn't stop there. Chlorine and fluorine are the ones we know about. But in my mind, the worst thing about our tap water is all of the organic chemicals, namely drugs. When you take drugs, your body sees it as a toxin, so it wants to get rid of it. For the most part, your body is able to get rid of drugs fairly quickly by peeing them out. So when you go to the bathroom, you're peeing out your medication. And that wastewater goes to reclamation plants, where water is recycled and put back into the system for you to drink. Now, working in a chemistry lab for 14 years, I know enough to know that it's extraordinarily difficult to 100% purify something. You will always, always have chemical residue left over. So our tap water contains hundreds, if not thousands, of chemical residues left over from our excreted medication. And what's one of the most popular drugs? Birth control pills. Estrogen. So when you're drinking unfiltered water, you're taking in estrogen. And what do you think that does to estrogen-dependent cancers like breast cancer? Yeah. So, yes, you want to drink plenty of water, but you need to make sure it's filtered. All right, on to the fifth rookie mistake now. And this one I touched on a little bit in the first video. The fifth rookie mistake is not eating enough during a detox program and thinking that it should be a calorie-restrictive program. It's actually the opposite. You need food and you need nutrients. As I've said before, your body requires energy to detoxify. It's a process that takes a lot of energy. So we need to fuel the body properly while going through a detox. You should not be restricting calories. Plus, your body needs nutrients. I mentioned the different vitamins and minerals it needs to attach water-soluble molecules to the toxins in order to more effectively eliminate them. If you're not eating enough food, you're not providing the body with enough nutrients to eliminate the toxins. In the first video, I mentioned the Master Cleanse, which is just drinking lemon water with cayenne and maple syrup for a few days. I think this is a really bad idea as a detox because you're restricting calories. With the calorie restriction, you'll lose a little fat and those toxins will be released into your bloodstream. But your body won't have the necessary nutrients to eliminate those toxins. Now, I did mention that I think the Master Cleanse is a bad idea as a detox. It can have its place, if done correctly, as a fast or for intermittent fasting. All right, we're moving right through these now. The sixth rookie mistake that I see way too often is not getting enough rest and sleep and continuing a fast-paced lifestyle. Whatever detox program you go through, you should treat your body well. You should actually plan out times during the year that you know you're going to be slower than normal. For example, if you're an accountant, I wouldn't plan to do a detox during the height of tax season. Again, detoxing takes a toll on the body. It requires a lot of energy and resources. If you're busy doing a ton of other things, then your body won't have the energy and resources it needs to properly detoxify. As I mentioned in the first video, you need to be getting to bed by 10 p.m. so you can maximize your physical repair. But that's just the beginning. Throughout the day, you need to take breaks and treat yourself to some downtime. You need to stop thinking you're selfish and put yourself first for once. If you don't take the time to take care of yourself now, you're not going to be taking care of anyone in the future. So take that time to rest and relax during your detox vacation. Okay, last rookie mistake right here. The seventh and final rookie mistake is not getting help. Maybe it's just because I'm in the health and fitness industry or something, but I continue to be amazed at how unwilling people are to accept help when it comes to their own health, especially men. Women, I applaud you because you are much more willing to seek out help. But in general, I've found that people don't like to ask for help when it comes to their health. When it comes to our cars, we're quick to ask our mechanics, or we'll ask a friend if they know a good mechanic. Maybe it's because health is a little more intimate than cars, but it's harder to ask for help and admit that we may have some issues going on. So as a result, we do a quick internet search by asking Dr. Google and try to self-diagnose. We might spend a few hours on the computer and decide that a detox program is worth trying. So we find one that seems to get some good reviews, but chances are those programs are filled with all the holes that I've mentioned in these first two videos. So you need to find someone you can trust, whether that's me, your doctor, nutritionist, a naturopath, whatever. Just find a good mechanic for your body. I will do the best that I can to bring you information through my blogs, emails, videos, and someday my podcast. But if that's not enough for you, find someone you can trust and get some help. Your quality of life depends on it. Well, that puts a wrap on our second video, the 7 Rookie Detox Mistakes. To recap this one, the 7 rookie mistakes are not recognizing the need for a detox, ignoring signs and symptoms that you should detox, quitting your detox too early, not drinking enough water, not eating enough, not getting enough rest and sleep during your program, and finally, not seeking out some help from an expert in the field. I want to once again thank you so much for joining me and watching this video, and I really want to encourage you to like and comment below. I'll respond to all comments and questions, but most importantly, I ask that you share this with just one person that you think could benefit. What a difference it could make in their life. Simply click below to share. For now, we're only halfway done. I still have a lot of information coming your way. In the third video, I'll be answering some frequently asked detox questions, and that will be made available to you in a couple of days, so keep an eye on your inbox. I'll see you then.